This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, still the original and best Transformers podcast since 1999. We're keeping you updated on the Transformers news you need to know about. This is episode 458. I am your host, Brian Kilby. With me, Diecast, Chris, Don, Matt, Rob Clay, and John DeLuna.
Hey, Rob and John did not wave.
Well, if on video, you don't see them. They opt to keep their cameras off.
I know, I was being facetious.
John is disfigured horribly, and Rob's internet's bad.
I'm just Hispanic. Leave me alone.
Joanna's going to be this weekend, so I'll be with Rob Springer. Our buddy M. Cypher's coming down, too.
Awesome.
He's not going to be participating in the panel, but it'll be fun to hang out with him, as well as a couple other friends out there. Recharge, Gabe, who used to be on our Outside the Cage podcast, and of course, Hooper X, who will be there. That'll be really awesome. So it'll be fun. And of course, Rob, Dusty Griffin, and I will be doing the Transformers panel 2 p.m. on Saturday. Hopefully, you're hearing this beforehand, and you'll have a chance to go. If not, I will post that most likely if the recording comes out. It's not really the best venue for recording, but it usually comes out pretty good. I'll post that as an RFC extra, so it'll be a lot of fun. We'll be talking about the current Transformers product, which is kind of what we talked about last year, too, but new product comes out, so...
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a reliable topic to have because the current product every year is pretty different.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Let's see here. Man, it's been a while. I want to catch up on a couple of things. This weekend, in the United States here, it's tax time, and people are getting their tax refunds if they are inclined to get a refund. And I posted a poll on Twitter this weekend asking the followers, should I get a new 3D printer to replace the one that I have that doesn't work? Or that dystopia that I had been talking about for the longest time. And it was pretty close, but people decided that I'm going to get a new 3D printer. Thank you, because that's where I was leaning. But I was going to do whatever the poll said, believe it or not.
The sad thing is, I do believe you.
Yeah.
That you're going to let bunches of complete strangers on the internet decide how you're going to spend a large portion of your tax refund.
I let bunches of strange people that I don't know on the internet, take up my time every Wednesday, but dictate it, you know. I do this for the listeners. And they're not strange people. They're just people I don't know.
No, I'm talking about the people on Twitter.
You know, a lot of those people are listeners.
A lot of them are strange people because, I mean, you know, Twitter.
And
we'll
you,
get it.
You're on there.
I know. How do you think I know this?
Matt's not.
No, he's smarter than most of us.
This is true.
Yeah, but I don't like to rub it in, so.
Yeah.
No, you'll just sit there and wait for us to point it out for you.
And then agree.
Also, because I wasn't here last week to thank you guys for submitting your iTunes reviews as part of that contest. Keep the reviews coming. It's the easiest way that costs $0 to help us out. iTunes reviews really dictate popularity as far as podcasts go. So please do that. I would be your best friend, like literally. You can come hang out with me. I will do that. And we'll probably have more contests to come too. So just, you know, when you think to do it, do it. And if we have a contest in the future, you'll be entered to do it. So please, 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 please. Hey, guess what is in a month?
Con?
BotCon.
Oh!
Yeah, okay.
So,
we're all dreading spending the money already.
The money's already spent for me, so.
It's maybe our very last one.
It could be
in this current configuration.
So I don't want to talk too much about that. I don't want to speculate because it seems like it. I would encourage FunPub, if they do lose the license, to keep plugging away and maybe have an unofficial convention. But I mean, I don't know what their revenue stream looks like, so I don't know if
nobody's using the TransCon name these days, right?
I mean, do they own the BotCon name? Did they acquire that from 3H? If so, I mean, BotCon could continue. I mean, it was a
yeah. It's really unclear like how that changed hands, as far as I understand it.
Yeah, BotCon was an unofficial convention on at least one occasion before, so that could keep going. And you know, they are good at running conventions. I mean, they really are. So, who knows? But yeah, BotCon's in a month, so be on the lookout for lots of news, live streams, potentially. Actually, I guess definitely we'll definitely do at least one. BotCon's just always a really a fun chance for us to get together and BS. What we might do, and it would probably get me fired or sued or something, but we might stream our game of Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God, that is the worst idea I've ever heard.
Okay.
Let's do it.
We won't. We won't stream Cards Against Humanity, but
he's
we might.
He's lying. We're totally going to. We're just trying to lull Matt into false security.
Or we could probably record it.
Record it and post it anonymously to the internet somewhere
well,
else.
Well, Brian, since you've mentioned it and it exists as an idea, if you post it, someone's going to remember this saying this, and then it won't be anonymous.
Well, no, I mean, I post it somewhere on in a dark corner of the internet. Don't give ourselves credit for it. Just anonymously.
Then why bother?
I don't know. I'm just talking. But yeah.
Maybe instead we could, like, stream ourselves doing crossword puzzles. Ooh. That's fairly non-threatening. Don must be, like, you know, an expert at doing crossword puzzles.
I actually hate crossword puzzles. And
Don,
Sudoku.
Why you gotta let me down?
Sorry, I'm better at word search.
How about Sudoku?
Oh God, no. Me and math are not friends.
Math
is hard.
Kilby, you must love Sudoku.
I don't care about Sudoku. I like math, I just don't care. I don't like puzzles. I know that's, you know, it's just one of those things, I just don't care. I'm pretty good at them whenever I, you know, I just don't care. It's not my thing.
I like the right kind of puzzle. Yeah. Like just recently, some people I have a tangential connection to on Twitter were having a conversation in code.
Yeah.
And so I sat with a friend on Skype for like 45 minutes as we puzzled out, okay, what does this letter correspond to? And we worked out their code just from like 5 tweets worth of text.
Now I
it
do
was
like
actually kind of awesome.
Yeah. Now I do like Puzzler. So does that count?
Yes. Yes it does, because that's kind of a cool thing.
Cool, okay.
Yeah, I like you know the thing is Puzzler is overrated. There I said it. But
Puzzler's awesome.
Yeah.
Especially for the time period it came out in.
Okay, but so yeah, BotCon though, so we'll do lots of cool stuff. Be on the lookout. Haven't decided what yet. We probably should do some sort of fan get together at the very least. At least once, especially if it's the last BotCon.
then what would we do?
I don't know. Submit your people out there listening, submit your if you're still
submit
listening.
Submit your proposals, yeah.
If you're still listening after that Trump comment from a few minutes ago, submit.
It's a little late to be worried about that now, Kilby.
I know. Contact at tfradio.net or tweet at us or post it on Facebook when I post this episode. Post your comments there. What do you think we should do?
We occasionally read the YouTube comments too, so that could also be a way.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What is it, Don?
Oh, Don, the YouTube comments are fine. It's not that big a deal.
No. It's the cover to G.I. Joe Transformers number 13.
Did it just post?
Yes. This can't,
well, like in the last 5 minutes?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's a gigantic Starscream being attacked by a bunch of tiny little Joe characters. It reminds me of the Marvel series first issue with the giant Optimus Prime.
Where is it, Don?
It's on Twitter. I'll retweet it so you can pick it up.
Okay.
Don's just multitasking? Was he looking at Twitter while he was...
Don was multitasking!
Apparently. I think you're trying to get away from the Trump I think it's getting away from the Trump talk.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go ahead and jump into the show. Hey, did anybody get anything? Hint, hint. I got Masterpiece Rodimus, or Hot Rod and G2 Minasaur.
I got G2 Minasaur.
Why don't you talk about Hot Rod first, and then we can all chime in on Venusaur.
He's okay. I don't love it, but it's okay.
You know, that's high praise after Masterpiece Rodimus.
MP09 is the worst thing that I think I've ever owned, and this is okay, but it doesn't blow me away in any way.
Well, we talked about a lot of this on last night's minicast that'll be coming up, but I think, like Ironhide, the pictures that was taken of this earlier on really skewed a lot of people's perceptions because the pictures were crap. I'm sorry, Takara photographer. It's hard to say. You did a crappy job.
Photographer, it is hard to say.
The Takara photographer.
You did a crappy job and you made a pretty decent toy look like crap.
See, don't do that.
Stop doing that, please.
Yeah, two in a row.
I don't.
Ratchet's photos don't look too great either.
No, they do not. But that's not next sequentially. So
I'm just XP and I the prototypes. We've been doing this for 10 years. We can do this for you.
Yeah.
I have lights and a tripod. Mm-hmm. We're good.
I'm just wondering if they just photoshopped the Ironhide photos into white. It just use the same photos.
So I know it's not the same character, and it's obviously not laid out the same way, but things I didn't like about Carrie, like from his side profile, he just looked like a bunch of layers sandwiched on top of each other.
Dawn's looking defensive.
Yeah, but Hot Rod does too. He's not super cohesive from that perspective.
Okay.
Here we go.
Dawn's moving
his microphone. Everybody get ready.
This is not to defend Carrie.
Over Cronus, that'll break.
Yeah, Dawn, from that angle it looks bad. But Hot Rod doesn't look much better.
But I'm saying, you know, for being an all in one transformation where his entire body is the Winnebago.
I'm not arguing that.
And that's all that's left, that's not bad.
I know. I'm just saying that it doesn't necessarily look that great from a profile, which, I mean, what can you do about it? He's very top heavy.
Not buy it like the rest of us?
Yeah. I don't much like the colors either. It's a little too magenta or pink.
It's supposed to be.
I like Ron.
That's the animation colors.
I like the colors. I would like it to be somewhere between this and Classics Rodimus. Because Classics Rodimus is a little too burgundy or brick red.
How about Cloud Rodimus?
I like Cloud Rodimus.
Like, those colors fall more in your spectrum there?
Yes.
Well, you know,
I can live with that.
You know, I would like to see a third party take on Hot Rod if they can give us the swinging arm transformation version.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it? But, thank you, Don, for mentioning that. The one thing I really did dig about Rodimus when I opened it, it looks like the G1 Rodimus from the bottom side. The transformation is very similar, very similar. There's like, it barely deviates, and that's kind of cool.
Don, did you just kiss Carrie?
No,
Carrie!
No, I was looking at, I thought there was a paint scratch on his forehead.
Now Don's staring deeply into Carrie's eyes.
Arise, Rodimus Prime.
But yeah, so let's see. John, what did you think?
He's okay. I think he's as good. I believe he's as good as a Masterpiece Hot Rod probably can be.
I don't know
what we're expecting.
So I guess one thing, because it's not a licensed vehicle, they probably weren't as they had more leeway to do whatever they wanted, so they didn't have to be as novel with the transformation as they needed to be, which is probably one of the reasons it transforms just like the G1 toy.
Except the G1 toy doesn't end up with that backpack.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Look, blame Floro Dairy for that one.
Hmm. Well, now we discussed this on the minicast, which is the reason you need to tune in and listen.
When we post it.
When it's posted. But we also mentioned about how this rapid succession of masterpieces may be showing some detrimental values at this point.
But that rapid succession is about to come to a grinding halt, because after Ratchet, we're bone dry for like 5 or 6 months.
Well, until August, I think.
Yeah, at the end of August.
I mean, there's Ratchet, and I heard speculation that Masterpiece Optimus Primal might have a different numbering because it's a Beast Wars masterpiece. Like, they might mark those separately.
Kind of like the movie ones.
Which, you know, could... I'd be surprised at the level of completion we're seeing Masterpiece Optimus right now if it's not going to come out before, like, October, which would be the case if MP31 has to come out first.
Yeah, I agree. But if they need to create a new numbering system, they need to go back and renumber Star Saber.
What was Star Saber, 21?
I don't know.
I can't remember. Somewhere in that neighborhood, at least.
Yeah.
And no, they really don't. She's in the Japanese G1 family of shows, so there's no reason to.
But
the justification for doing different numbers on the Beast Wars ones, I think, would be that the Beast Wars ones don't fit into the scale system that they're using in the G1 masterpieces right now.
That's fair, but to Takara, it's all in the same family.
And I believe Star Saber was 24.
24.
I want to say,
like, Takara has that weird timeline that continuity where it's all one thing and it's
that weird flow chart that doesn't really make any sense if you think about it at all.
Yeah,
which actually
Car Robots is in G1 technically, according to that.
Yeah, well, you know, which actually
tell me how that works.
Yeah, which actually is weird because it took a Kiss Player spinoff to actually tie all that stuff together.
Oh God. Okay, let's go ahead and jump to the next item. So we got G2 Menasor.
Yes.
Oh my God, I thought I was going to hate this, and I love it.
I thought I was going to hate all of you guys until I was able to actually, like,
get it.
Go in person I went to Dorkside Toys. This is not on their website right now, but it will be when the street date hits. I was able to go and actually pick one up in person, and I am so glad I made that trip today. It is great.
I was like, I did not like Menasor. The original release. I wasn't a big fan of the Stunicons, but throw some G2 paint apps on it, and oh my God.
Well, these colors are amazing.
The colors are great. Yes! This is the improved or the corrected Motor Master. It's much better. This is awesome.
It's much better as Motor Master. This is my first experience with the modified hip ratchets, and like, it really doesn't make that much of a difference when it's combined, I don't think. But like, Motor Master stands more naturally than the first version did. And like, these are more worth it as individual figures than the combiner anyway. They're so nice looking.
Oh, yes.
And the thing that got me too, like, I was scrutinizing this specifically, like, almost all the tolerances, the parts fit is better than the original releases. Mm-hmm. Like, most things err to being a little bit too tight, which, I mean, they'll soften up a little bit with use, but it's better than starting up too loose. The only real problem is there's a lot of stuff that has more paint on it than it was designed for, especially the accessories, and I'm having trouble fitting some of those in the hands and the storage ports.
Yeah, the exhaust clubs that come with Wild Rider.
Those are
fully painted. They're not molded in blue.
They're painted? I didn't even notice.
Yeah. And I've already got paint coming off of one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Just from plugging it in.
Like, I only actually took them out of the package. I didn't really feel them. Definitely feeling them. They are painted.
Yeah, they are.
He's got two of them?
Yeah.
No, I just... He has both of them. I give Wild Rider dual exhaust to break him up from...
Oh, right.
Oh, good idea.
I don't have Wild Rider, so I forgot he comes with one.
Yeah,
of those
too. I can imagine Wild Rider just carrying two clubs just to beat the crap out of everybody.
That's why he's holding them both. Yeah,
and meanwhile, Dead End is just sitting dejected or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
So what I really like in terms of the color choices is this cyan plastic they use for some of the accessories and the hands and feet. It is like this really pretty shade that sets off all the other colors so well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's a lot of it too.
Yeah. Yeah, there absolutely is. Like, with Breakdown, plugging that foot on top as the external engine block, it plays so well with Breakdown's existing colors and just like completes the look. This is such a well realized deco on these toys.
And total shock to me because I just absolutely did not expect this, and I'm super happy.
The other great part, I think, is like if you look at the tampographs on some of them, there's like complex paint work on these. Like some really complex patterns that have been stamped on there that I'm surprised they did not resort to stickers to accomplish.
Yeah. I'm glad they didn't, because I honestly...
Oh, me too. Yeah. Me too. Like this is top-notch effort on these. These are fantastic.
And it's $100. Just like Superion. So I mean,
it's totally worth it.
Yeah, I consider that entirely reasonable. I have a second Superion, and I haven't returned it yet. I don't think I'm going to. So,
well, I also like how, you know, they come with the poster and the collector's card, and it's in this, you know, stiff brown
cardstock.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have Superion. This is my first experience, but this is like a really nice way to do it. It keeps it in pristine condition, and yeah, those instructions are hilariously small.
Yeah,
yeah.
Although I love that there is a special call out for how to assemble Blackjack onto Menasor's chest, which is a picture of it's a drawing of the car and then a dotted line going to the unchanged car plugged into the chest.
How does that plug in? Did they fix that?
Oh, no, they didn't. It's actually worse. It's worse. Than
you think it's worse?
On mine, it's worse than the original, yes.
Oh, wow.
It's about like, the same.
Okay, so my...
Yeah, none of them have ever been good.
My regular Menasor, if I leave it standing upright and plug a Blackjack or a Rodimus onto it, it will stay, pretty much. With the G2 one, if I plug it on, even if it's standing straight up, it just flops right back off. There's, like, zero friction on that.
Wow. That's pretty much what my regular Menasor is like, too, so...
On the other hand, like, I love this mold. This deco on it is beautiful, and I am very content to just have this be an individual and not be attached to the team.
So
it's no real loss to me.
So I was just checking Amazon. I picked mine up on eBay, so did Matt. Chris picked his up at a retail outlet before it actually hit street date. So I was just checking Amazon, of course, to plug Amazon, to see if it was up yet or who had it up. Right now, the one that's for sale is $130. But I did notice that if you haven't picked up Superion yet, it's down to
$89.99.
Ooh, nice. TFRD.net/G2. That's how you just get straight to it.
And that combined form is wonderful.
Yeah.
Also, if you have Skylinks, those limbs are a good match for that.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
I actually tried plugging the Stunticons onto Skylinks and see how that turns out.
Yeah, actually, Matt, remember a couple weeks ago when you put the G2 aerial bots on your Skylinks?
Yeah.
I actually told a couple of people on Twitter and in some review comments on YouTube to give that a try, cause since it looks so good.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Hey, I want to go off topic for just a second. Don, did you see Zootopia?
Yes, I did.
Did you like it?
Yes, I did.
Was it not awesome?
It was awesome, and then right in the middle, it just sort of kicks you in the stomach, and it's like, moral, very important.
Yes.
Don't miss this, but it's done in such a way that it makes the story even better.
Yeah. So that's just a PSA. Go see Zootopia.
Yes, I will recommend it. As far as being a family important movie for some messages that kids need to understand without being preachy or dumbed down to them, it's very important.
Very good.
From an entertainment standpoint, it's a notch below Wreck-It Ralph. But it's a very small notch.
It's three notches better than Wreck-It Ralph. And I'm saying, I liked Wreck-It Ralph. But wait,
how's it compared to The Incredibles?
It's not as good as The Incredibles.
Oh, it's...
But what is?
But it's better better than Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah. Well, I mean, from a fun standpoint, they're very similar. But from an important standpoint, Zootopia is a very important movie for younger kids to see.
Yeah, but didn't want to drone on about that. Just Zootopia.
Yeah,
great.
Sorry. Just
so
I mean, you know, we had great off-topic tangents the last couple of weeks. I don't really see why we need to break that.
Yeah,
trend
we spent like 40 minutes talking about Power Rangers crap that I don't even know what
exactly.
It is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And last week we talked about Star Trek toys too. I mean,
well, see, it's,
I know
it's
all that. I appreciated that.
it's rare that Brian and I's opinion on movies actually coincide.
Oh, absolutely, it is.
Yeah. Okay, so jumping to This Week in History, this is a favorite, 1998, which, yeah, for you doing the math, that was 18 years ago.
Oh, God.
The Beast Wars episode, Code of Hero, which made many of us probably cry. premiered in the U.S. during a special Toonami week-long event on Cartoon Network, which I watched live, and they were giving away, basically you could win Beast Wars toys through that, and I won Air Razor by cheating. So...
Well, now, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't Code of Hero on Friday, the last episode of the week? I believe it was.
It would have been the agenda, wouldn't it? Code of Hero would have wasn't the agenda on didn't that was
yeah okay, you're so right Code yeah Code, Code of Hero
and then the agenda three part
yeah.
right
that's yeah
the
yeah
end
yeah.
yeah yeah so but yeah Code of Hero that was actually the first time I had watched Beast Wars. I didn't watch Beast Wars. I didn't even know have a way of watching it at that point. And I was completely blown away by it. And I found out actually season two is their episodes probably better than that, maybe. Depending on your maybe.
Depending what you're looking for, how about that?
Yeah. And that was basically when I said, oh yeah, Beast Wars is as good as G1, and not long after I'm like, oh yeah, Beast Wars is better than G1.
I mean, if you think about it too, like having Code of Hero and Transmutate back to back.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's kind of somebody hated you. somebody wanted you to feel bad for a long time.
Bob and Larry are trying to hurt you really hard.
It's like yes, you've had your low road. Now try this.
But yeah, so basically you had a number that you would call into, and basically if you got through, it would tell you that, you know, leave your name and address and they'll send you the toy. And you had to call during a specific time. Then I thought, I bet they open those lines up before that and don't tell you. So I just kept calling the number and calling the number and calling the number and calling the number until it actually picked up. And lo and behold, I was able to leave my name and address. And 4 to 6 weeks later, I got Air Razor.
Hi, my name is Brian Kilby.
It was not like that. Hi, my name's Brian, and I like Transformers. Just go ahead and send me one of them, wouldn't you? That'd be really nice of you. I'd appreciate it. Or something like
that's
that.
That's going to be one of my first Transformers.
It was definitely not one of my first, but it was my first Beast Wars figure.
Hello, this is your friend Brian Kilby. Happy day.
Happy day. Happy day. And also, 1967, Neil Kaplan, who was the voice of the 2001 Robots in Disguise cartoon Optimus Prime,
yes,
and Rotor is born. Happy birthday, Neil.
Yes. And for Digimon fans, he was Hawkmon in O2.
Yeah, Neil's a good guy.
Diabolico and Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue.
He was who? Oh, Diabolico. Yeah. Huh. Which is probably one of the more interesting villains in Lightspeed.
Yeah, I guess I have no idea. I'm just pretending like I know what I'm talking about. I have no idea.
Watch Lightspeed Rescue.
We're trying to drag this into 40 more minutes of Power Rangers, Brian.
Okay, so let's...
Because Lightspeed Rescue is a really good show.
It is. Really good practical effects with the Zords.
Yeah.
And I'm really pretty much just waiting for Brian to kick me from the call.
Yeah, really well-designed Zords, too. I especially like Max Solar Zord combination.
I feel
like
we're outnumbered.
Okay, so...
And, like, anything that jumps a train over a city...
That is awesome.
They launch a train into orbit.
Well, not really into orbit. Like, it's only, a couple thousand feet over that airliner they show passing by.
No, I mean when they deploy the...
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. They use it as a booster for their shuttle Zord.
Now, this is going on a little too long, and it's a little awkward, so let me go ahead and... So, jumping to
then
the
I
news...
Then I feel we've succeeded.
Jumping to the news, and of course, all news items can be found at tfradio.net/458. So we're going to start, because BotCon's coming up, I want to just sort of bundle the BotCon news together, and once BotCon's over, of course, probably we'll have this segment again. BotCon news, BotCon 2016, VIP guest Judd Nelson, voice of Hot Rod from Transformers the movie, and Rodimus Prime. This is the end of the road, Galvatron. That was a line.
Yeah. And, you know, an obligatory Transformers rollout.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I knew you had
There's
potential
also
ad.
Hot Rod and Transformers animated.
Yes.
Yes.
One time. A
couple of lines. Yeah.
Because they couldn't afford him for the next appearance.
Yeah. Probably just as many lines as Rodimus Prime there as he had in the movie. So
let this be the end of the Cybertron. Okay. So let's see here. But yeah, he will be at BotCon if you want to spend an extra $129.
Which is less than the Frank Welker pass, I believe.
But, like, I will be honest, and this is just my general feedback. There's nobody that I would pay money to see or meet.
Oh, no, I agree. That's, like, that's not remotely what I go to BotCon for in the first place. So, I mean, you know, get that out of the way first. The other thing is, I think it's really cool they were able to secure Judd Nelson to appear at BotCon this year. Like, that's an accomplishment for them. Let's not, you know, I don't want to get that misunderstood.
And it's a movie anniversary.
I debate, however, exactly how relevant he is in a comparative sense to the average Transformers fan.
So I was trying, I was doing an interview with somebody recently about Transformers. They were writing an article about Transformers the movie. And the question was, how relevant is Transformers the movie in 2016? And my response was not very.
Yeah, I'd agree.
And I love Transformers. I love Transformers the movie, even though I don't like even though I think it's a bad movie, I still love it. But I think for
it's like watching Return of the Jedi.
Exactly. Return of the Jedi is not a good movie, but I will sit down and watch it every time it comes on. I just don't really think anybody, maybe a third of the people going will care. But there are probably as many Beast Wars and Armada kids running around BotCon at this point as people who care about G1 and Transformers the movie.
Well, I mean, you know, this is a good year to get Judd because it is a movie anniversary year. So, I mean, that's good.
But yeah, but so basically with the VIP pass, you get an autograph signed in person by Judd Nelson, a professional 5x7 photograph with Judd Nelson. An exclusive Hot Rod print, Hot Rod pin, first seating at the Judd Nelson panel, and that's pretty much it.
It's the same package as the Welker Pass from last year.
Yeah, but like just generally speaking, there's nobody that I care to meet. It's just not something that drives me. There are people who absolutely love it, and I mean, that's why we have conventions, is for people like this to show up and for folks to meet them. But it's not for me.
I think it's cool. Especially with Masterpiece Hot Rod just releasing, you can actually go and get that signed. So I think that's pretty cool.
Now, you know, the only thing I want to say is, you know, with Frank Welker doing his package and now Judd doing his, I'm just wondering, is this going to be a trend for any future conventions if these packages are going to be about the only way to have any meet and greet with the people, with some of these people? Because I like being able to at least go up after the panel and say, "Hello, Mr. or Miss So and So. I enjoyed your work. Thank you." You know, just something basic and not just gushing for 20 minutes.
Until we know more about the future of Transformers official conventions, I would say we don't have enough information to make that statement.
And you have to think too, Don, part of this is a factor of like crowd control for the guest.
Oh yeah. Cause I know a lot of them are overwhelmed.
Exactly. And like at a lot of more general conventions you would go to, like either way you'd be paying an autograph fee if you wanted to go get them to sign something. And depending who they are and how, just depending on the various factors, this VIP package could be a good bit more than you would pay otherwise, or it could even be less than you would pay just going to somebody's table at a general convention where you pay by the autograph.
Right.
You know, like it makes sense to me to have certain guests behind that wall just because for their sake, as much as recouping the cost of booking them.
Yeah. I understand why they're doing it. I just hope it doesn't get to a point where that's the only thing, that's the only way you can meet these people.
Yeah, and I think it's just going to come down to specific guests where that is a necessary thing. I don't think, unless like the whole paradigm of what an official convention is changes in the next couple years, I don't think it's going to be a case of every guest is going to be a separate package you have to buy into to get access to them.
They were
going to
have a diecast package, but I believe they said they wouldn't make enough money on it.
I thought they said that nobody knew who you were.
That too.
No, that's not true.
Now, the unfortunate thing about this is, like, for anybody that's already signed up for their package, if you want the Judd Nelson package on top of it, it's going to cost you another $7 online processing fee.
Yeah, don't get me. Well, it's more principle for me than anything else because.
Oh no! Like
the first one
is principle. The second $7 processing fee is
irritating.
Yeah, because I mean, if any, pick your favorite online store and imagine that they had a processing fee for placing an order.
It's called shipping.
Just include it in the price. I say if you do fee like that, don't tell people. Just include it in the price. No one's going to complain if it's $135 with no processing fee. I mean, it's, you know, that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree fully. And Diecast, people know who you are.
Whether they want to or not is another story, but that's...
People know who all of us are.
That's creepy.
We get approached enough at BotCon to prove that.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad. People knew me more for my cat than they did me. So,
well, that's only in the last few years, Don. Before that, people knew you for you.
Yeah, everybody knew you, Don. People have forgotten you. You're like lost knowledge. But
but we're keeping you alive, Don.
Someday someday they'll need to come to Light or Darkest Hour, and then you'll.
So RFC is my life support.
And then we'll split you down the middle, and it'll just glow all over everything.
Don, at BotCon, if this is truly the last BotCon, you're going to have to ask them when we're getting a Headmaster RC.
No, I've done said, you know, I want to make a sign, and I'm stand up, and I'm going to say, like, you know what I want. I'm not asking for it. Just make
Don,
it.
Don, some of us here have never heard the question in person, and like,
well, it's going to be
it's a BotCon experience that, you know,
John and I are the only ones that have.
It's going to be lost to the ancients. I'm sorry.
And you need to say, I want to know when you're going to make a Headmaster. I mean, excuse me, a Titan Master RC.
John, when was the first time that you heard Don ask that question?
The late 90s.
Okay, so it wasn't until OTSEC 03 that I actually heard Don say it. But hey, I was Don, so excited.
That that question doesn't belong to you anymore. It belongs to the world. So don't rob us one last time.
Okay, all right. Okay,
here's the deal. No, wait, Don, I got this. I got this. Anybody who is willing to pay $250 for the Headmaster Don VIP pass will have first access to hear Don ask the question at the Hasbro panel this year.
I propose that everybody...
All proceeds will go to medical treatment for cat attacks.
No, I propose that everybody in the room stand up, except for me, and ask in one voice, when we get to Master RC, and then I'll just sit there and smile and not have anything to do with it.
With a smug look on his face.
You know, actually, if you guys would be up for it, I would be up for it. I mean, just us doing it.
No, we need it. Don has to do it. I will feel weird doing it.
Okay, so let's go ahead and jump to the rest of the news. So there's a new Hasbro trademark, Combiner Force. So because they filed this trademark, they are under some obligation to try to use it, or is that just a misunderstanding of how this works?
That's my understanding of how trademarks work, but...
use it or lose it.
Yeah, my thought is this is probably going to be this year's Combiner Hunters style box set.
That's a very good guess.
That's possible. The other thing I'm thinking is the box sets we're getting could get rebranded halfway through.
That's what I was thinking too. Since we're kind of getting out of Combiner Wars now, and we're going.
Yeah, I mean, it might be a move to help the stores feel a little bit more comfortable with it, since it's not the same branding as has been for the last year and a half before. Like, it's similar enough; they're not like being fooled into thinking it's something different, but it's a different product category for them. It might be patching over, you know, a rough spot.
Yeah. Who knows?
But although there is another possibility. Remember that leaked Leo Kaiser art?
Yeah.
Leo Kaiser's team is the Breast Force, but you really couldn't call toys that, you know, generally.
No, not generally.
In this age bracket.
There were also some UK repaints called the Rescue Force.
You know, Combiner Force could be a substitute name for,
Chip and Dale's Rescue Force. That could work.
Don, sometimes, some crime goes slipping through the cracks. Two gumshoes are picking up.
Got the slack.
Thank you. That's now stuck in my head.
Chicken. You're welcome. What's the matter with you?
No. No chicken boo.
I really want to watch Chippendale's Rescue Rangers now.
I'd rather watch DuckTales.
Me too, but
yeah.
Did you see the artwork still?
Yes. I don't know that I like it. because it doesn't slavishly recreate my childhood.
Well, those are characters that have been on model for like 70 years, so that is kind of a thing.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see here. Next item. Okay, this is what I wanted to talk about until the news popped up today.
This is what I wanted to talk about, too. I'm excited for this.
Okay, so
this is really great, because after we stopped streaming last week, we had an extended conversation about why hasn't this happened yet, and lo and behold, 2 days later.
MP31, which is Delta Magnus or Diaclone Powered Convoy. That sure is coming out.
Yes.
And do we have better photos than what I'm showing here?
Yes, somebody linked to the wrong article.
That was me. I'll find the better, and I'll show them off. Yeah, it's gorgeous, and I want it, and I'm probably going to burn my citizen stack in effigy.
So Chris, the beginning of next year when we do the article for T-Formers about the masterpiece and best figure of the year, this wins.
Yeah, this I don't know. I mean, like, it can win for you. That's fine. But
yeah, I'm just saying, when you ask me in, 9 months, yeah, this is going to be the answer to expect.
I think Shockwave's going to be the winner.
I'm putting my bets on Optimus Primal.
Yeah, that depends if it comes out this year, which it probably will.
It's going to come out this year. They wouldn't have a prototype showing if it wasn't going to come out this year.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, when you get Delta Magnus, can I have the Melissa Fairborn?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that doesn't look good anyway.
It doesn't. It's just
so bad. I want my Blob family to be whole. That's all I want.
But she's not part of the family. You need a Carly. You need a Blob Carly.
You need a Flint Lady J.
She's probably like somehow like an aunt or a distant cousin or something.
No, she's not.
She'll go nice with Computron.
Actually,
yeah.
But, I mean, only in the sense that they're season 3.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, they had, she had an episode with the Technobots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, a third-party company.
Which episode was that? I don't even remember it.
Money is everything.
Everything.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, duh.
It was basically Marissa's focus episode.
Duh, yeah.
We need a Dirk Manus, too.
Yes, a third-party.
Oh, yes.
Do a Dirk Manus figure. And a recreator. He comes, it's Dirk Manus and a little scale recreator.
So, I mean, like, at this point, you can pretty much count on Dr. Wu to make an up-detailed Marissa and probably a Dirk Manus to sell as a set for $50.
I don't like the screaming face. I don't like it.
You don't have to use it.
That's true. I'm not going to display it with the screaming face. So
I want two so I can display one in vehicle mode and one in robot mode. I love it that much.
Well, hey, Brian, just keep die stack for the vehicle mode because it's a Diaclone.
No, I think the effigy thing. burn yeah, the false idol, Brian.
It's not going to look so good once it's been on fire, Don.
Yeah. But this looks so good.
It really does. I don't care about it enough to buy it, but I'm glad it exists for the people who want it.
I'm very much a fan of Ultra Magnus, Masterpiece Ultra Magnus. So this.
I also like that they're adopting the Delta Magnus name for it.
Yes.
So I'm going to plead ignorance here. What's the source of the Delta Magnus?
IDW.
Okay.
What he said.
Okay.
So is that like another Ultra Magnus that's
Delta
Magnus?
Oh, is that one of the Magnuses that preceded the current like Minimus Ambus?
No. Separate individual. So at one time there was Ultra Magnus and Delta Magnus together. Like they both existed at the same time at one point.
Did this like pop up after like issue 40?
No.
Okay.
It
was easy to miss.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he only appeared in one panel as part of the backstory of Ultra Magnus.
Okay, because I'm like 10 issues back. Just,
he's been kind of overlooked because nobody took to wearing his corpse as a suit.
But basically, it just comes down to in that frame for another member of the House of Magnus, they used the Powered Convoy colors and named it Delta Magnus. And since they're adapting Powered Convoy into Transformers instead of making it be a Diaclone toy specifically, it's, that's the name they're going with because it exists already.
So,
and Takara seems to have, like, mad love for the IDW stuff.
It occurs to me that I want MP31, plus I want that Void Leader class Ultra Magnus now in these colors, too.
I've wanted that anyway.
There's rumors to that effect, Kilby.
I would take both.
See, they can just stick Dominus Ambus in that.
But he's not so small. I mean, they'd have to probably go a different way with that.
But I'm just saying they'll just throw the name on it. And...
Well, yeah.
I wonder if this will drop lower the price of that Encore version of this that came out years ago. Probably not.
No, probably not. No. What I'm wondering is, at some point, are they going to try to take the Matrix Glow colors and turn that into its own separate
color? No, no. No. Oh, gosh. I just checked eBay to see how much Power Convoy goes for. That die stack right now going for $46. I
as well burn
money.
It.
I wasted my money.
Yes.
Yep.
Can't resell that, even if I...
Right. Oh, we got to get die stack.
You know what you do? Let's have a contest and die stack is the prize.
I could do that.
So we're giving the prize to a loser?
You know, is that how that works? We could swing a contest around that somehow.
That's got to be like a consolation prize. Like
worst entry gets a die stack.
Yeah,
throwing an April Fool's Day.
Yeah,
y'all are just too mean to that mold. There's
you know,
wrong
Rob,
with
that's
that
a great idea.
Yeah, I agree.
So I still have the box. So yeah, I could do that.
Well, I think we have a plan. We just need to come up with a contest.
Yeah, we'll think through it.
Hey,
we'll
you know what? Hey, we could do a raffle at BotCon, and all the proceeds from the raffle go to the Hasbro Children's Hospital.
Don, don't
but
come
Don,
up.
Nobody would buy a raffle ticket for Die Stack.
Also, it can't be on the premises.
Yeah.
Also, I think you need a license to do that.
Oh. Yeah.
Technically.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good idea, though.
I mean, technically, you only need a license if you get caught.
But we would have to advertise it, so that means we would get called.
So I am
probably so.
So
contest then.
So we'll figure it out, and if we go through with this,
we have to go through with this.
Yeah.
This is too good.
Yeah, I think so.
I just can't believe people wouldn't pay at least $1 for a chance to win a die stack.
Well, no, Don. What you're better off doing is just like asking people to donate $1 to Hasbro Children's Hospital because it's a good thing to donate money to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and plus, like, if they...
And they don't get saddled with a die stack afterward, then.
And admittedly, Don, you know, I don't want to donate $3 to the Children's Hospital. Or
right.
The museum. You know, that's not really... And then be out a die stack. So I'm out $3.
You do want to be out a die stack.
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole point of
that's
this.
That's the point of giving it away.
Or burning it or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I'm just saying, if you win it, it might take up valuable, you know... suitcase space if you're traveling on the airplane, so you might not actually want to win it.
Actually, you can't put it on the airplane because it'd be considered a weapon because of the sharp edges.
That's true.
Okay, so I am obviously very rusty from missing 2 weeks because we're 50 minutes in and we're only on the second news item, so let's go.
Oh, wow.
It's great. It's like I'm hosting again.
I know. So
no, actually, the two shows I did the last 2 weeks, I have to say, ran pretty quick.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so Takara Tomy Legend Series LG-21 Hardhead, Skullcruncher, Galvatron, and Delta Magnus. We have ship dates, so it looks like...
Legends are all in July.
Yeah, July 23rd, and Delta Magnus is August 27th. And plus we also have...
That's going to be such a long wait.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
But we have photos as well, and man, they look great.
I'm not sure about Galvatron, though. I'm not sure I like...
I love Galvatron. That was a day one pre-order.
Galvatron is not... Galvatron's not, like, specifically accurate to anything, but it also looks pretty good just, you know, as it is.
I think I like the Hasbro version is what I mean. The darker purple speaks to me more.
Yeah, I tweeted yesterday or the day before, I think. I'm really looking forward to BotCon, and hopefully they will have their Galvatron in the display case in its actual plastics and real deco instead of being a hand-painted one, so I can tell what it actually looks like and decide whether I want to wait for the Takara one.
Will the Hasbro versions come with the little Titan Master vehicles?
No. No. That's special to these because I think partly they don't feel like they can market them otherwise.
Oh, so that's why the Legends price point seems to be a little bit high for these figures.
Yeah.
Yes, they come with the Titan Master
price. Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Okay, that's what I said in the email, or actually Chris said in the email, because I was confused because the Legends price point went up with
4,000 yen now.
Yeah. So
wow, Galvatron does look great.
Yeah.
I think that Galvatron looks great.
Yeah, I do.
They all look really good, but yeah, Galvatron's like, the winner for me.
Skullcruncher doesn't look significantly different besides, you know, the face mold.
So I will, of course, be getting the Hasbro versions and the Takara versions.
Of Galvatron, yes, I will be double dipping.
I want... And see, that's one reason I might skip this Takara Galvatron, because if either side's going to give us a toy accurate one, it's probably going to be Takara first. Because, like, they treat the toy colors as a separate Galvatron character. So they might be more motivated to actually make that at some point in the near future. I kind of want the Japanese Skullcruncher because I like the little their recolor of the Crash Bash dragon suit thing. I don't know that I like it enough to spend $37 to get it just for that when I don't actually like the cartoon head sculpt they put on Skullcruncher.
So I want everything but Galvatron.
Yeah. I wonder if we'll get an e-hobby version of this, or the e-hobby colored version of that Galvatron.
I mean, e-hobby doesn't even really do that much anymore themselves.
Well, I mean,
with this Takara, pretty much was the e-hobby colors.
I thought it was a darker purple than that.
No, I have that. This is pretty close.
I forgot.
Takara had a problem getting Galvatron's colors right.
I'd forgotten that the Titan Master for Galvatron is Megatron. Obviously, it does. I'd forgotten that that's what the figure, the render that came through. But you actually saw that Titan Master in person, didn't you, Diecast?
Yeah.
So how did it look? Small, but like this, like the photo that I saw looked kind of rough. The paint apps, I don't look a little rough compared at least to the render, which is, of course, it's CGI sharp.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, because
it's hand painted.
It was hand painted anyway. Yeah. So it's going to be one of those things that, like, you know, hopefully we'll be able to see these at BotCon.
Oh, I mean, they'll be there at BotCon, and some of them are going to have to be in the plastics at that point. I mean,
yeah,
that'd be ridiculous if they weren't.
Yeah. Okay. So moving along, this one I thought was pretty awesome, and I think it's still up. We have the Transformers the Movie 1986 Complete Storyboard Collection up for auction.
And that would be...
The Space Bridge is selling it. Right now it's only $4,500, which I figured it would be more than that.
Only?
That's all!
No, I understand. I'm expecting it's going to end higher than that, if it hasn't ended already.
It's got 2 days left.
Yeah, I think it's going to end quite a bit higher than that. Like, there's going to be probably a lot of last minute climb.
Yeah,
the Space Bridge.
It's a fan group out of the UK, I believe. They kind of specialize in collecting a lot of this old print material,
prototypes and stuff,
development stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
They had last year, or maybe even the year before, they had a set of concept art pieces for unproduced Action Master toys, for instance.
The action was alive. Yeah, it was
Including Action Master Predaking, which, if I remember right, was last seen in an Arby's parking lot sometime in 1988.
Right. That was the one that they were on the motorcycles.
Yeah.
No, I don't get where you're. What are you talking about?
Do you not remember the story about finding Action Master Predaking's concept art in an Arby's parking lot on BotCon?
No.
Yeah, that happened. If I remember right, the Ouija members found the concept art in the Arby's parking lot and returned it to the Hasbro people.
That's insane and awesome.
And that was, it was, I think that was 98.
Okay. Weird. Okay. Did not remember that. But yeah, so, $4,500. If you want it, jump on it.
If you want it, take out a mortgage. What a thing to go into debt for.
I mean, I could justify it. I mean, not to Kim.
I would love to. Okay, I maybe would not love to own it, but I would love to be able to sit down for a couple hours and look through it.
I think I would feel comfortable if I had it to blow, spending upwards of like $10,000 for it.
Hey, somebody from IDW buy this and print a book.
Yeah, that's a better idea.
Yeah, I like that. Although, I mean, look how thick this thing is already. Like, they'd be
1,000 pages.
They'd be selling a phone book. That'd be kind of expensive anyway. No, but like, this is the most complete storyboard set that exists. They say it was actually the one used during production of the movie and contains several deleted scenes, like basically everything that did not get cut out of the script before it went to storyboard.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's like the coolest thing. But we have a news item that's a little bit bigger than all of those, and I just want to go ahead and jump to it because an hour in. Okay, so you know that Combiner Wars Computron that we saw art from and like bits and pieces? Well, the whole thing leaked today by somebody other than the Weibo guy.
Yes. Well, it's another Weibo guy.
A different Weibo guy.
But but this person is actually like, hey, I found this thing. I'm going to share all of it at once. You know.
I love this. I really do.
Yeah, I am very impatient. Yeah. And like that scattershot mold, holy crap, what a difference colors make.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it looks like a good scattershot torso or a good Computron torso now, doesn't it?
I was talking to somebody on Facebook. I was on Facebook today, and somebody posted that I think it was Andrew Schatz had said that he didn't know whether he wanted to get this or a Quantron. And my general thought is how obviously you want this over Quantron. Quantron looks like crap.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Quantron.
Quantron looks like crap. This actually looks like Computron, and it's a third the price. So, but yeah, no, I mean. This just looks fantastic.
So, what are they using for strafe? Because I'm trying to.
That is air raid.
Okay.
With a remolded nose section.
Okay. Because
and different wings, I believe.
I think the base of the wing is the same, and they have included new accessory guns on there to change the overall shape. Because, like, if you look close at that, it looks like it's that same wing shape.
Yeah. I cannot wait to get my hands on this.
I was going to say, why did we get that Voyager strafe? Like, that's a question I want to ask.
Scattershot.
We
got a Voyager strafe before, didn't we?
I'm sorry.
Well, yes.
Yeah, we did in Hunt for the Decepticons.
Yeah.
Yeah, why did we get that scattershot?
Well, if we get the opportunity to talk to the Hasbro people this year, I intend to ask that question seriously. Yeah.
That's a great question because, you know, we always think of questions that, like, we can't, but that's actually a question we can ask.
Well, you know, it's also possible that if they were waiting for the groove mold to add to this set, then they could have just put that out as an extra body so kids could buy extra limbs and make their own figures.
I mean, there is a component of they needed to pad out the case assortment.
Yeah.
Because the other choice would be to rerun either Battlecore Optimus, which is itself a rerun mold with admittedly, you know, a couple new parts, or go with something that is technically new, even though it's still a remold of an existing toy. But, like, no, that's why I want to ask the question, like, why was this the choice? This was in the pipeline. Why go with this? If they can give an answer, I mean, you know, I will accept whatever answer they give and be satisfied. I just want to know how that process went down.
Yeah, because I think they could have easily moved Skylynx to that wave with...
Yeah, but then they would have lost a wave of toys.
I'm kind of wondering if maybe this was not the original plan for the deluxes, and then somebody somewhere said, no, we're doing more 1984 and Five Guys instead.
Yeah.
Either that, or like the plan was to have another deluxe assortment come out. The stores said no, and it got shifted into a later box set, because like... If we assume Bruticus is after Victorion, which we know is coming out after Menasor, you know, that's going to be close to the end of the year. That's enough time for them to develop the packaging and everything, you know, shift the whole thing forward to make that happen still as a box set rather than just have the whole thing be canceled. But at the same time, they have to run Strafe again or Scattershot. Okay. Whoever said Strafe before is screwing all this up.
Sorry.
I want to make 2 points. One, how about that scrounge? And two, how about them feet?
I like feet.
The new hands look good too, but yeah, the feet have rocker ankles.
Okay.
So do Victorions, if I remember right.
Yeah, they do.
But these have the advantage of not being heels, which are kind of a specific thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Question. Scrounge?
The Look yellow cosmos
attached to Strafe.
Oh, okay. So, okay, that okay. I thought that was part. See, this is the first time I've seen the picture today.
Well, Scrounge and his Minicon. So I guess technically there are 7 Technobots now.
That's
oh yeah, the Minicon too.
Oh, Scrounge is the Cosmos mold. Okay, yeah,
someone on AllSpark suggested that the shuttle should be called Rocketbot because when Takara did the Strafe recolor of Cyclonus, they called the Nightstick recolor with it Rocketbot. So there's like connection there, and Rocketbot was apparently one of Strafe's foreign alternate names.
Okay,
but okay. Yeah.
See, I thought that was
I
part...
am a little disappointed that Lightspeed is just a straight up Streetwise.
Yeah.
But
well, for one thing,
better
like,
than that Wheeljack mold.
No, the Wheeljack mold what it should have been, because it would have had some paint for one thing.
The car mode would have been appropriate for Lightspeed, but I just yeah. The dead end Streetwise mold is about a robot.
There's no complete winner in this proposition, let's be honest.
Except for us.
No, I mean, like, whichever car mold you use for that, we lose, because it's just one of those car molds again.
And at least it's not off-road.
That'd be funny.
Interesting idea.
Well, yeah, don't forget we have that brawl mode again, which has problems.
Well, it had problems the first time. We don't know that the successive ones are going to be the same way.
That's correct.
So Nightwing #1.
I will point out, though, that the deco on Nosecone really clashes with the others. I know that's not a fault of this specifically, but the shades kind of don't work.
I like but, it.
Yeah, Nosecone always did kind of stand out from all the others.
I love Nosecone. I really do.
I like all of these. I just...
but
Lightspeed is my least favorite.
So, go ahead.
One thing that would have helped for me, I think, you know, have the turret be a less saturated yellow.
I like the saturated yellow. I really
okay.
do.
Well,
really
if, do. Well, maybe if the yellow was closer to his Combiner Wars peg color, in that more of an orange tint.
And you know, functionally, they probably are basically the same color. Like this photo, of course, has been retouched to varying degrees.
Yeah,
and that always affects the colors somewhat. Also, this is a photo of a photo.
Yes.
Which will also skew the colors.
Good point.
No, it's just like I know Nosecone's never he's always been the black sheep of the Technobots basically in terms of not matching the basic color scheme, but
it's making
really
sense.
Clashing badly here.
But okay, so Nightwing #1 in the YouTube chat says, and I'm citing the YouTube chat because I'm now linking to it every week, pointing out that we should call the Minicon Skylynx, and I love that. I just really love that.
But it's yellow.
I know. I don't care. I just love that idea. Okay.
Oh, it's Matrix Glow Skylynx.
Yes. Yes. Okay. But yeah, so jumping, let's see here. Do we want to talk about the... Follow Cybertron, Optimus Prime.
I don't care.
I'll move that. I'll skip that. So Quillfire, Transformers Adventure TAV-39 comparison with the unreleased Warrior class figure. I really like this.
This is interesting to me because, like, I feel like they're completely lateral moves from each other. Neither one is wholly superior.
I don't disagree with that.
And I prefer the Hasbro one, oddly enough.
I mean, to me, it's kind of like how, what was it? Was it Breakdown from, we never got, was it Breakdown from Transformers Prime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, comparing that to whichever version we got like a smaller version, didn't we?
Legion class.
Yeah. No, what am I thinking of then? There's something I'm thinking of. I don't know. I know what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about, I'm thinking maybe Grimlock then, how the Voyager class and the version that's coming out as a Platinum Edition, they're like two completely different things, but I kind of like them both. Just, I mean, it's, I don't know, they're both pretty nice. Now, the question is, does the Transformers Adventure version, the Decepticon sigil doesn't work with... any kind of app or game, does it? Like the
Takara Tomy has an app, but it's not like the app we have. It's just like a collection tracker.
Okay.
From my understanding.
Yeah, I mean, they're both about the, they're both fine. They're comparable.
I like the Hasbro one because the like really medium gray is a very necessary breakup of all that brown. The Takara one's a little bit too. I must say it's too rich looking. Like if you just have a meal of mashed potatoes and gravy.
it's Two Roses 1980. It's all earth tones.
Don, we're the only two people who know what you're talking about. Nobody else. That was such a regional chain.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, certainly a thing. So it's not in the show notes, but Don was asking about it. More Than Meets the Eye number 50 came out this week. Haven't read it yet because I'm back, like 10 issues back.
No, I was talking about the BotCon comic being produced by them.
Oh, yeah, I'll mention that. But More Than Meets the Eye number 50 is coming out this week. It's a monumental issue. No spoilers.
It came out today.
But there's a review on T-Formers. Who reviewed it? Rob or okay, Chris? What did you think?
3 stars.
Really?
Yeah.
Out of 4.
5.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. So I should be reading the Transformers.
You should definitely be reading the Transformers. I'm not ready to give up on More Than Meets the Eye.
I still prefer it to the Transformers.
I just feel it's been on a trend for most of the last year that I hope it pulls out of pretty soon.
I'm a little closer to like just wanting to be done with it myself. I've said this on Twitter a couple of times. You kind of reach a point with certain writers where you get to this kind of I've seen through your moves kind of thing, and their writing doesn't work for you anymore, and that's kind of where I am with More Than Meets the Eye right now.
Yeah, and like Rob talking about that has kind of helped me bring that into focus myself. I touch on some of those points in the review, actually, because there's a lot in the issue. I'm sorry, Don, I know you can't hear us, but we're not actually going to go into spoilers. There's a lot of things in the issue that really point in those directions.
Thankfully, Don's wearing pants, but go ahead.
Well, I would hope that Don would not get up with the camera turned on if he knew he wasn't wearing pants.
He would have probably forgot. He's old.
Oh, he's not that old.
Oh, poor Don. But no, I mean, Rob makes good points in what he's saying, and I address some of that in the review because I agree with what he was saying. But I do have hope that it will turn back around and come back up.
I do too. But, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I do too. I'm just, you know, it's been trying my patience the last few months, and I'm hoping to see that turnaround.
Yes, I agree. I mean, it doesn't help either that the Transformers has been really strong in telling its story in most of the same time we've been identifying problems with More Than Meets the Eye.
Yeah.
Like, one's not ruining the other for us. It's just, I almost want to say bad timing, but it's kind of good timing because I don't have a problem with the book I like a lot shifting simultaneously.
Okay. So I need to catch up. I will eventually. Are we ever doing Fanboy versus Transformers again?
When I can find a way to do it where I don't have to do so much work.
It's reading a comic and talking about it.
Oh, no, it's all the pre-prep work to actually make the show run smoothly.
And we have to put up with Brickinator, so.
I like Brickinator.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's think about it. Let's see if we can.
I have some ideas. It's just a matter of
maybe we
I'm busy right now.
We could get a producer. We need a producer.
Well, it's like the time you wanted to get an intern, and we can see how well that happened.
You mean it never happened?
Wait, exactly.
Jason was like, "Hey, producer, where do I send my application?" Now he would be really good at that. He's a podcaster himself. Okay, so you can tweet at ChrisRxTV. Is that it?
No.
Okay. So, okay.
Maybe RxTV is a strange Gundam.
I don't know. Don't know. Okay. Let's see here. Moving along. What do we got? Yeah. So, Amazon. Thank you, Amazon. We love you. You're paying for most of this now. And you're the best. tfradio.net/Amazon. Thank you to whoever bought an Amazon gift card yesterday. Apparently, I was surprised actually Amazon gives a referral on gift cards. But they do.
Good to know.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I pre-ordered that Amazon Dot, which is basically like the Echo, only smaller and cheaper.
Wait, do you already have an Echo?
No.
How did you? So, like, you can only order the Dot through the Echo.
The Echo or the Fire TV with voice recognition.
Oh, and you're able to do that.
No. Actually, someone posted a link to it that there is some way to pre-order it without doing those two things.
Either that or your order is going to get canceled.
Maybe.
I mean, it's meant to be a supplement to Amazon Fire TV with voice or the Echo as it is. So I want it. I really want that because I love my Echo. I love my Echo. I use it to listen to audiobooks and podcasts and radio.
And order dolphins.
And order dolphins. Alexa, order a dolphin.
Dolphins are a widely distributed and diverse group of fully aquatic marine mammals.
Okay.
No. Order a dolphin, not order of dolphin.
Yeah. But yeah, apparently the Echo Dot looks like it can be a standalone.
It can be. Oh no, it is. It is. They just want you to have an Echo, an Echo first.
Yeah. Which I'm not doing that. Yeah. I'm going straight for the Dot because I don't need the big fancy speaker. The little tiny speaker is good enough.
I love this thing. It's great. So Amazon, tfradio.net/Amazon. Will really help us out, and like I said,
you can get a $90 G2 Superion right now.
tfradio.net/G2. Yeah, that's pretty huge.
That's a good deal.
And Brian's going to buy me a Menosaur as soon as it goes up, G2.
Hey, you bought a car, a house, and an Echo Dot, whatever that is, so I think I should get the Menosaur first, frankly.
You know, I have to agree with Rob on this one.
But yeah, so like I said, it's paying for most of this, not all of it, but like seriously, if you're going to order something from Amazon, just go to tfradio.net. And click on the Amazon link or go to tfradio.net/Amazon. We'll take you right there. No hurdles, no hassles. And like seriously, even if you spend like $1, that will help us out. That would be like the best thing ever. We would love you forever. And if you're going to buy a fancy 3D printer or something with your tax return.
Definitely buy that.
Definitely buy that, yeah. Okay. Okay, so moving to third-party news. So Fans Project Function X Browning 2, a.k.a. Not Highbrow. We have new photos of that. How long has it taken for this thing to come out? Like 3 years?
Not quite, but not too far off either.
That's gonna long enough for me to stop caring and cancel my pre-order, sadly.
It looks nice, and Skype just crashed on me, which I love. I love you, Skype, but it looks really nice, and maybe eventually I'll get interested in these things again, but the scale is kind of off, the scale is kind of funky, and really that remaster series has sort of taken over my desire to have most of these things. So, Pandinus, that finally went up for pre-order. We first saw that. We saw that in person, the mock-up of it. At
TFCon.
Third-party, not BotCon.
At BotCon, yeah.
Yeah.
It was last year.
Oh, yeah.
At the at the convention in our hotel. And it's huge, and it's massive.
Yeah, if you think Utopia is visually impressive... This thing is just like the next step up.
It doesn't do anything for me, though. It's massive, but that doesn't mean it's impressive. It's just big and bulky and beefy.
It took me a while to get used to the aesthetic, but seeing it in color really helps. But this is basically like Scorponok 2.0 to me. You know, if he just got tired of just everything and just wanted to just kill everybody, this would be... You know, his new mode.
This would be like super mode.
Yeah. Basically, he died and was brought back by evil Decepticon demon, and this is his new form.
Don, you're selling me on this.
This is his final evolution as a Pokemon.
Digimon, a Pokemon.
I really do like the Scorpion mode, though, because that does look solid. But there's just so much extra stuff on the robot mode that it just, I don't know, it throws me off.
Well, it is kind of a nice counterpart because I got Utopia because it's a very sleek, not a lot of stuff on it. I mean, basically, the highlight is it being a very sleek for the size.
But it looks like Metroplex.
Yeah, but Pandarus since he's the counterpart to the Utopia, then he would be, you know, diametrically opposed. So whereas Utopia is sleek and streamlined, you're going to have a different aesthetic for his counterpart, which I kind of like the two being visually completely different.
Yeah, the more I look at this, the more it is working for me.
And there's going to be a Black Zarek one, you know.
Which is what I would want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. I just hope it's like we talked about this prior with Utopia. Hopefully everyone's not waiting for the Black Zarek version, and then nobody buys this one, which means we won't get the Black Zarek version.
No, because honestly, some people don't care about the Black Zarek version. I rather have this one. Same thing.
Yeah, and they did Metro Titan, and goodness knows he has even less of a following.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, I rather have Metroplex over Metro Titan. I mean, not that Metro Titan doesn't look good. It does. It's just I didn't have an attachment to it.
Yeah.
I really like the temple mode, though.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Where this thing really stands out is the temple mode.
Yeah. With the scorpion legs made into an archway, that is clever.
It is clever.
That's the selling point.
Yeah,
right?
You know. Mm-hmm. Plus, it gives credence to my just made up fan theory of a evil demon resurrecting Scorponok. So,
aren't they working on go ahead.
At the tail with the Decepticon symbol at the end, kind of forming like an altar at the back of the temple, really looks cool.
Aren't they working on a Fort Max, or is that? Or am I misremembering?
I think there was some mention of it at some point.
Because, I mean, so he's in scale with Utopia, but there's, I mean, obviously, you know, Metroplex is not his, you know, nemesis. It would make sense to me that if they're going to continue this, they might as well do a Fort Max.
Well, does anyone have a generation of Metroplex and Utopia for a size comparison?
Utopia is shorter and bulkier.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot shorter.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I disagree. I think they need to stay away from Fort Max. If they want to do something, I really want them to do a Unicron.
Well, there's already a Unicron. I'm sorry. There's already a Unicron in the works, a third party Unicron.
There is,
yeah. That's the Beast Wars aesthetic.
Yeah, it's Neo, yeah. But it's still Unicron.
Yeah,
I feel like that opens the door for a G1 Unicron though.
Mm.
Like if they're gonna do a giant third party Unicron, like saying we have the one that looks like the movie, it's a pretty big selling point to those type of customers.
Yeah, and the Beast Wars Neo Unicron is not it's not Make Toys, it's somebody else, isn't it?
Mm.
It's somebody I've never heard of before, if I remember right.
I want Make Toys to do a movie Unicron.
Yeah, I do too. I that would be.
And I want it to cost $800.
I want it to be whatever it needs to be a definitive Unicron. If it's 5 or 6, I'll take it.
I'm not. I don't need it that much.
I have Armada Unicron. I'm good on Unicrons.
I want it to have a brain of like TVs, like the movie Unicron had.
Yes.
Yeah.
Closed circuit television brain would be awesome.
Armada Unicron to me is very dated.
Of course it is.
It needs to be updated, and I'd be thrilled if Hasbro did it. It still wouldn't be a definitive. The only definitive would be if they did it in a masterpiece scale, which would be just as ridiculous price-wise as a third party.
I don't know that I 100% agree with that. Because I think certain characters don't need a masterpiece toy. I don't know that Unicron needs a masterpiece toy. Like I think they were really close with that Takara version of the retool of the Armada. In the, I think they were really close to a definitive version with that, and I just don't know that Unicron would work as a masterpiece.
Well, masterpiece pays a fair amount of attention to scale, so no, it definitely would not, because you'd have to be able to live in it.
You would have to be able to live in it.
I'd be okay with that because I'd probably get thrown out of the house if I bought something that big.
Yeah. We'll give Chris is back. We'll give him a chance to talk about this. Well, maybe he's not.
Oh no!
He's trying.
This whole thank you Skype for crashing again. We love you.
So did Skype like did something like did a switch get flipped or something? Then it was like, well, we're just kicking everybody off right now who's out of date.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah,
apparently, that's exactly what happened.
It forced me to update when I signed on today. So
I updated as well.
I updated yesterday before we recorded.
It didn't even give. Didn't even give me a
chance. I'm just gonna get it out of the way now. I always do it before the show. Because I'm like, I'm just going to get it out of the way because it could or could not cause problems.
Yeah, so I try to make a point like an hour before we start streaming, log in to all the stuff I use and make sure it's up to date. Oh, and Chris can't get it. Chris can't get in. Okay.
Because he just updated and they're telling him he needs to update.
Okay, so let's go ahead and jump to, let's see here, the other stuff that we have on the network this week. Superhero Time episode 266, Karn. Revealing the truth about the six-sided flat Earth. I have no idea what they're talking about.
It's the morph.
The current Sentai is very much
cube-based.
Has a lot to do with cube-based. Yes.
Some people are calling it the Minecraft Sentai.
Yes.
Interesting. Let's see here. That one episode of Star Trek, new episode shows up tomorrow. I have no idea what they actually recorded. Let's see here. And Being Awesome with Rob Springer, new episode posted this past week. There will not be one this coming week, so make sure you download the one that showed up this past Saturday. Rob, what's also on T-Formers this week?
We have got XB's review of More Than Meets the Eye issue 50, which we talked about earlier. I also posted a thing today. If you look at the preview pages for More Than Meets the Eye number 50, which are up on tformers.com, there's something I noticed that may actually be a little bit of a spoiler for later in the story.
And, oh, yeah. You know,
yeah.
I saw that.
Just something I noticed that sounds right. So I made a post out of it because why not?
Yeah.
Also, at the... at a recent auto show, Kia showed off a life-size transforming car. So there's a photo of that on the site.
I had several people send that to me.
Like, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. And also some in-hand images of MP30 Ratchet, which is definitely a Ratchet.
Which still does not photograph well, apparently.
No.
I think it looks better than Ironhide.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'll have to get my hands on it. I didn't think Ironhide looked good until I held it in my hands, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, still don't think Ironhide looks good. I just think he feels...
I'm a lot more forgiving of Ironhide's faults in person.
Compared to, say, like, Trax.
Well, yeah, Trax is a crappy transformation, and Ironhide...
Ironhide has visual faults. Trax has engineering faults.
Yeah. Let's see here. Questions, feedback. Nothing this week. Nothing really that I thought needed to be on the show. But again, if you want your email or question on the show, easiest way is to email contact at tfradio.net or leave a voicemail at 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. And of course, please follow us on Twitter. That would be awesome at tfradio. Subscribe to us on YouTube if you're not already. Yeah, subscribe because, you know, we do cool things. Like, we stream the show live each week. And if you're watching live, you get to see, like, colossal failures sometimes like the Skype crash tonight. And see us scramble to resolve it. That's fun. The video that goes out is completely unedited and unaltered and uncensored. So, it's worth subscribing for. And, of course, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TFRadio. It's a great way to interact with us, basically to ask questions. I respond to questions. I think Rob Springer does. I'm certain we all do, except for, you know, those of us who are actually on Facebook, Matt. So, Diecast, how can we get a hold of you?
You can call me on my cell. No. You can find me on Twitter at Diecast2. And you can also follow or like us. Yeah, like us. Like our YouTube page, which is RFC Reviews, which will get started hopefully soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully soon. It will be back.
What's your next, what are you reviewing next? Any idea?
Oh,
can't you say?
I got a backload. No, I don't know of any prototypes that I'm going to see, but I have a backlog of stuff that I have that I would like to review. Like the Weijang Evasion Mode Optimus Prime.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah.
Did you like it? I forgot. You liked it.
I like it. I like it, and I really want to review it, and I think that's one that needs to get out there. Hot Rod, whenever I accidentally slow ship that, so I have no idea when that's going to show up.
Boo.
But yeah, there's a couple things. And just for Don, I already reviewed Stomp, so if you haven't seen that, go check that out. But there's still kind of no one really knows when that's going to be out yet. Which is Fans Toys.
Don, how do we get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me at your local emergency room. Just ask for the guy with the cat attack. No, I can be found on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EVR.
Cool. Let's see here, Rob.
I'm on Twitter at RAC2750, and also at Flail Throughs, though Flail Throughs is semi-dormant again at the moment. So,
okay, John.
That John D on Twitter,
and you can also find John and I at GTS Podcast. Get the skinny. Actually, I forgot we had a podcast this week where we talked about National Pancake Day. So what? when we first started that show, the original draft, it was kind of a skeptical look at weight loss and trying to like do weight loss. It was me and JD. Since John and I started doing it, how would you describe that show?
It's health and wellness for geeks.
That's fair. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
We don't shy away from like junk food talk and stuff like that, but we also get back into health and fitness at least one way or another every show.
Yeah, we definitely know our junk food. Again, at GTS Podcast, new episode posted this week. We talked, like I said, National Pancake Day. I reviewed the Fitbit Blaze, the new Fitbit smartwatch, which I'm wearing right now. And, it was a lot of fun. You can find me personally on Twitter, at BKilby. And because Skype hates me and Chris isn't going to be able to get back, we're going to call it a day. And until then... join us next week, Wednesday, around 8 o'clock Eastern Time. You can watch us live, participate either in the chat room at tfradio.net/live or on YouTube, because I am paying attention to that now, because I realized it's vibrant and active. tfradio.net/live, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And, of course, find all our shows at tfradio.net, and you can find the show notes for this episode specifically, tfradio.net/458. For the guys, I'll be back. We'll see you later.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?